people only when they lose definition. Both these positions, we can see, are, whatever else they are, different solutions to the same problem. The problem of frustration. The trials and tribulations of wanting are born of frustration. To choose one thing may involve frustrating ourselves of something else. So a lot depends on whether we can bear frustration and whether we want to. If we were creatures less convinced and convincing about our so-called needs, we would suffer in quite different ways. Tragedies begin with a person in an emerging state of frustration, beginning to feel the need of something. And at the beginning, for the protagonists, they're not yet tragedies. Tragedies begin with a dramatic scene in which an urgent frustration unfolds, seeking first definition and then solution. At the very beginning of a tragedy, everyone is a pragmatist. People have answers and believe that solutions probably exist. The first English dictionary, Robert Cawdrey's A Tale Alphabetical of 1604, has, for the word frustrate, make void, deceive. Make void, in 17th century usage, also meant to avoid, as in Coriolanus. For if I had feared death, of all the men in the world I would have voided thee. Act 4, Scene 5. As well as the more familiar meaning of to get rid of, to empty out. And deceive in this period.